こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 KLM オランダ航空が自分の手荷物が機内に持ち込める大きさかどうかを AR で簡単にチェックできる機能を公式アプリに追加しました。携帯のカメラを起動し、画面に表示される青いスーツケースを自分のバッグの上に重ねたときに、自分のバッグがはみ出なければ機内持ち込み可能なサイズということがわかります。今週火曜日からは同様の機能を Facebook のメッセンジャーアプリ内でも利用できるようになっています。また旅行予約サイトカヤックも公式アプリで手荷物の大きさを確認できる機能を提供しています。
KLM Royal Dutch Airlines has released a mobile app that will niftily determine whether your luggage is suitable as a carry-on. The app utilizes the camera, superimposing a blue suitcase over your own baggage. If your bag doesn't stick out, then the app confirms that it should be allowed as a carry-on. On Tuesday, the same functionality was added to the Facebook Messenger app, and the flight booking service Kayak has announced the same feature for their app as well.
そう、まあ、same feature っていうかね、カヤックのやつの方がいけてる。
うん、How is it different?
この KLM のやつは単純に本当にこういう青いスーツケースが出てきて、それをスタンプみたいな感じで自分のカバンの上にポンってやって、はみ出るかはみ出ないかしか分かんないんだけど、カヤックのやつはまず床を confirm してくださいみたいな。
How do you do that?
タップするだけなんだけど、なんか床にグリッド線みたいなのが現れて、タップして、そうするとカバンを認識して、今度はカバンにドットと、そのドットを線でつないだ線みたいなのが現れて、すごいかっこいいので、縦横高さの何計測結果が出る、からカヤックのやつの方がなんか未来感はあった。
So these applications are able to scan reality in some sense.
そう、
like、
カヤックの方はね。
Actually there.
そうそうそう。すごい、これは便利だなと思った。AR ってもうちょっとガーッと広がるかなと思ったけど、意外とそうでもない感があったから、あ、これは便利だなって。
Well, there was Pokemon Go, which was...Pretty big.
Yeah.
Supposedly it is still big.
Mm.
I hear.
そうね。いや、私の中ではポケモン GO みたいなゲームっていうよりも、こういう便利機能として、もっといろんなところに出てくるのかな。まあ自分でなんかそういうアプリケーションが想像できてたわけではないんだけど。で、まあ有名なとこだと IKEA。がね、自分の部屋に置いて見れるとか、あとセフォラが自分の顔写真の上にメイクができて、まあ、買わなくてもどの化粧品にしようとか、どの色にしようとか。
They have that for nail polish too, right?
あ、そうなんだ。How do you know?
I was just looking into nail polish. No, reality.
あとロレックスも自分の腕につけてるように見えるっていう、で、これね、私時計欲しくて、最近ロレックスではないけどアマゾンで見てたわけよ、で、その時に確かに自分の腕の太さとこの面の大きさの比率がアマゾンだけで見てると分かんないから、確かに AR で確認できると便利そうだなと思った、
Just be able to see the size of things has been a huge problem for online shopping, right? You don't know how big clothes are. Or...
Yeah.
But now that you can set your phone on your chest of drawers or something and have it take a picture of you,
yeah,
and it can superimpose different outfits on you, 'cause it can measure like your actual...the size of your body. The same way it would measure like the suitcase.
Yeah. それか、まあ、ZOZO スーツがあればね。
Yeah. Doesn't that, that's a similar thing, right? You wear like a...
suit.
I think you wear a suit that has dots on it.
Yeah.
Like the ones they use for filming those, I don't know, Matrix scenes and stuff. I forget what you call it.
あとね、 ガトウィック空港のアプリがなんかいろいろショーとかを撮っていて、
うん、
あのそのアプリがあれば自分のフライトが出る時間とかゲートの番号とかが出るのと、あと AR でなんか空港ってさ、初めてのとこだとどっち行けばいいか分かんないじゃん、自分のゲートの場所とか、
うん、
それをこうなんていうの、 Google マップみたいな感じで、
うん、
AR で見れるのね。だからここを右に曲がってくださいとか。
Huh. So the phone knows what you're looking at?
うん。そうそう。
So if you have your phone up in front of your face and you're walking through the airport, it can have like even more clear signage or even give you direct instructions.
そうなの。Hmm. だから自分が行かなきゃいけないところに連れてってくれるっていうので、すごい便利。Hmm. あとは、最近ちょっと何回か見たのは、インフラが透けて見えるやつ。こう、道路があって、その下に水道管とかいっぱい入ってるじゃん。それがこう透けて見える、
うん、
から普通の人は使う意味ないけど、まあ、工事の人とかなんか分かんないけど、うん、そういう人にはあの何がどこにあるか見えるし、長さとかもそこで同時に測ったりできるっていう。
Right, you can see straight through things.
そうそう。
It's kind of scary too, huh?
だそれは便利だなと思った。
I have an astronomy app called Sky Guide.I think it's called Sky Guide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, ah, so, so, so. あれは空バージョンだよね、それの。
Yeah. It uses the gyroscope to see exactly where you're pointing the phone. So you can point around at the sky, and this thing has millions of objects cataloged in it. And it feels very weird that it, you know...It's so accurate with that gyroscope, like where you're pointing,、
うん、
that it really feels like a window or something.
そうね、そうそう。それ、そう。で、Accuvain っていう、それの体バージョンもあって、うん、あの、腕にそれをかざすと、その人の血管の場所、
うん、
と血流もちょっと出るんだよね。だから、うん、採血するときとかに、採血がすごい下手な看護師さんとかでもそれを使えば失敗しないっていうので、
It's really common that they make mistakes.
そうで、これそれを使うと 45% エスカレーションを減らせたって書いてあった、mm. エスカレーションって私よくあるんだけどね、だからちょっと私できないので他の人呼んできますねっていう状況、mm. そうそう。
There must be so many applications for AR technology that we haven'tThought of yet、
mm.
for I think especially for education, but more specifically skill training.、Mm. So you could have an AR glasses that show someone or guide someone through repairing a motor、mm. or something, just step by step. Because,
you
know, I wish I had something like that when I was working on my car all the time.
確かにね。
Because you stop, you Google, you try, you know.
一生かかっちゃうね。
Yeah.
確かにね、それすごい便利かもね。そしたら何でも自分である程度は直せたりするのか。
You really need intelligence, though, for it to work.
Right.
You really need intelligence and probably just full on, you know, AI to really get the benefit of AR, I think.、
Mm.
Remember the hyper-reality
yeah, yeah.
thing?Once, so right now you can't really populate the augmented reality world because it's still in everyone's phone. But once people are wearing it in glasses or contact lenses or a neural link or something, then there will be some sort of a visible consensus augmented reality, like digital overlay.Over the physical world, maybe you can change channels, right?
Yeah.
So you change channels, and now then it's like someone else's digital overlay、
right.
over the world that you're in.
Yikes! If it's on your phone, I feel like it's not invasive. But if it's、mm-hmm. in your eyes or in your brain, then suddenly it's like.
Well, the scary thing is
too much.
Trying to predict how this will play out is looking at where the utility is. And people who don't have the augmented reality contact lens and don't tap into, you know, these vast informational networks that are digitally overlaid on our real world, you'll be at a huge disadvantage.
Yeah.
Huge disadvantage. And so, I mean, I don't see them. No one's talking about banning that sort of thing. It's too useful, right?
Yeah.
But
it'll be totally weird. Like, you can customize colors, let's say, right? Like, you want the sky to be pink.
Yeah.
At all times, and you could do that.
Well, it's like drugs, except that the drugs are manufactured in a very particular way to have the most utility. And we'll kind of move towards living inside of our imagination.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, if you want to know, I mean, the fate of our species depends on what we're like inside, because we're in the process of literally externalizing what is inside of us.
なんかそうなるとさ、今は例えばパソコンでアドブロックできるじゃん。画面上に出てくる広告をブロックする。だけど AR が主流になって、例えば常に広告、あの現実世界での広告あるじゃん、街中に。あれも消せるようになるじゃん、AR があれば。
Well, only if people are very much willing to view advertisement in the augmented reality world. But I think people will want a lot of control and customization over how they interface with the virtual, what do you call it, virtual overlay channel world. It's not virtual reality, because virtual reality exists in no place. It has no location coordinate, but there's some kind of location based.
I would use the AdBlock AR when I walk around. Yeah,
AdBlock AR Plus.
That'll be nice. 次、私たちが目で見ているものはすべて自分の脳を通して見ているため、脳が騙されていると視覚自体も影響を受けますが、その現象が時間を超えて起きることをカリフォルニア工科大学の脳神経学チームが証明しました。実験では画面を3つに分けて、まず電子音とともに左端がピカッと光り、次に電子音だけが鳴り、最後に電子音とともに右端がピカッと光る様子を被験者に見せました。画面の真ん中は一度も光らなかったにもかかわらず、ほとんどの被験者が光を3回見たと回答しました。左と右が電子音とセットで光ったのだから真ん中も光ったはず、それを見逃したに違いないと脳が判断し、後付けで光を見たことにしているのがわかります。次の実験では左端、真ん中、右端の順にピカッと光る様子を見せて、左端と右端の時だけ電子音を流しました。するとほとんどの被験者は真ん中は全く光らなかったと答えました。実際に目では光を見ていたにもかかわらず、電子音がしなかったため光らなかったのだろうと脳が判断し、こちらも後付けで見なかったことにしていました。
How we perceive the world comes to us through our senses, mediated by the processing of our brains, and therefore changes in the brain's processing can affect how we perceive reality. An experiment by researchers at the California Institute of Technology has demonstrated how this effect extends across time. In the experiment, researchers divided a screen into three parts. The left side of the screen flashed, accompanied by an electric sound, followed by the sound and no flash in the center of the screen, and lastly, a flash on the right side of the screen, again accompanied by a sound. Although the center of the screen never flashed, most subjects reported seeing three flashes. As the left flash and the right flash were accompanied by a sound, the brain assumes that it simply missed the flash in the center of the screen and reconstructs the brain's memory of the past to include it. In their next experiment, they showed participants flashes in the left, center, and right of the screen in that order, but only played the sound with the left and right flashes. This resulted in most participants reporting that there was no flash in the center screen. Even though their eyes received the light from the flash, because they did not hear a sound, the brain reconstructed their perception of the past, expunging the flash.
So, これは当然被験者の人がわざと嘘をついてるとかっていうことではなくて、 被験者の人たちが自分の脳に騙されてる、でそのことにも気づいてないっていうのがポイントなんだけどね、
うん、
あのこれが面白いところはその時間を超えてるっていうところなんだよね。だから最初の実験だと左がピカッと光って次は光らずに最後にまた右がピカッと光ってる。だから脳は2回目に光ってないのを見た段階では光ってないって認識してるはずなんだけど、3回目に光ったのを見て、あれ？じゃあ真ん中のは見逃しちゃったんだって言って修正してる、から時間がもう経ってるんだけどその前回のものをいじってるわけだよね。だからでこのチームの人が説明してたのはやっぱり脳が処理するのには時間がかかる、から処理してる間に次のがやってきてその次の新しい情報に元々の処理が左右されちゃう、それでこういうことになりますっていう。すごい面白いよね。
That's kind of scary though, isn't it?
そうだから時空を超えて音が視覚を左右する。よくその逆に見てて音がしてるように感じるとかっていうのはあるけど、今回は視覚自体が左右されちゃってるというか、見たのに見てなかったことになっちゃうとか、見てないのに見たことになっちゃってる、で本人が全く気づいてないから、まあ、こういうのを見ると本当にその私たちが目で見てることっていうのはもう脳を通したイリュージョンであって、現実世界が見えてるわけじゃないじゃん。まあ、それをあんまり普段意識してないけど。
It's worse than that. Everything that you think you know about the past is subject to this process of rationalization in order to just make things make sense for you in the present. But you never had complete or perfect information.
Yeah.
So millions, if not billions, of assumptions were made subconsciously in the reconstruction and rationalization of your entire life. And I think not being able to do that can be a huge source of unhappiness too.
Right.
You know.
そうだから自分が実際に起きたこととか事実って思ってることがどれぐらい実は脳によって編集されてたのかっていうのを自分では知り得ないわけじゃない。それってすごいことだよね。
Well, you'll notice in extremely devout religious people that things tend to be rationalized in reverse and accommodating an underlying assumption about God and the universe, and you know, God works in mysterious ways and there's a reason, and even if it's not clear to you right now, it'll be clear later on because things kind of are going to make sense, and that's like a faith. But that gives a lot of permission to, you know, rationalize things to fit your worldview, even changing what you saw or thought you saw or thought you experienced. This is partly why anecdotal evidence and witness testimony are those sorts of things are extremely unreliable.
Oh yeah.
You know, if any honest person really goes and tries to examine their own memory of past events, it's very unreliable.
Yeah.
I want something to show me that my memory is right. I have a memory of seeing a UFO when I was like 8 or 9 years old, which doesn't compute.
そう、so, だからこの実験の被験者の人に例えば実験終わった後にいや光ってないよって言ってもいやいやいや見たから光ってたってなるわけじゃん。その人は本当に嘘ついてるわけじゃないし、もう見たから、見たことにされてるから脳に。だからそのマイケルの UFO の話もそうだし、私も前に何回か言ったかもしれないけど、なんか夜タクシーの運転手さんが男の人に殴られてるのを見て通報した時に、私と友達は同じものを見たわけじゃん、なんだけど2人の証言がちょっと食い違っちゃってたのね、私は嘘ついたつもりないし彼女も嘘ついてないんだけど、だからもうなんていうの、まあ、その時びっくりして正常な状態じゃないし、何を見ましたかって言ってそのまま素直に説明したつもりがどっかで多分、
Well, you both went home and processed it in slightly different, you know, through your own personal individual filter. Which, and your filter depends on your life and your past experiences and all this stuff. And that's all, that goes into the processing part, not the seeing part, but the processing part. And it's like you'll have stories from your childhood and you'll get together with old friends from back then and tell the stories. It's like, oh, I thought I did that. It's like, no, I did that. That kind of thing happens. It's like, we don't even remember. You don't even remember that it wasn't you. Like it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And then nobody knows what the real truth is sometimes, right? It's like they might as well both be true.
So
until something breaks it one way or another, it's like no one knows. No one.
だからそういう時に結局単純に忘れちゃったのに、なんか勘違いしてるんじゃないかとか、なんか嘘ついてるとかさ、思われがちだけど、脳でもう書き換えられちゃってるわけだから、その人にとってはもうそれが事実なんだよね。だからもうどうしようもないよね。
Well, magic does this to us all day. One thing that's really interesting about this, or what this experiment reminded me of, is the Pavlov's dog and the idea of priming. So in this experiment, people are biased by seeing a pattern, biased by what happened before. And you have this confirmation bias, you know? So you're rounding up or down because the certainty of your actual sight is, your brain doesn't actually give it that much credit. You know, you give it more credit than your brain does. You know, your brain got the signal for the photons and is still telling you like, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe, maybe it didn't happen.
ね、本当そうだよ。すごいことだよね。だからそれぐらいパターンに引っ張られちゃうっていうことなんだよね。光が目から入ってるにもかかわらずなかったことにしちゃうぐらいっていうのは。
Well, we really want things to be one way or another.
Yeah.
Like one result or another result. Definitively, black or white. We, our brains want to, you know, it's not comfortable with having both things be true at once, because logically that doesn't make sense, right? So even if we have very low information, we pick a position and are way too certain about it than we should be.
Yeah. だから、でもこの、これも当然被験者の全員がこう言ったわけじゃなくて、何人かは正しくできてるわけじゃん。
Now what's different about those guys?
そう、それもさ、その正しく答えた人とこういう風になった人、まあ、大半の人がこうなったわけだけど、同士で喋ってもさ食い違うわけじゃん、いやいやいやってなって、どっちも自分が正しいだって見たし、いや見てないしってなる。
You could form political parties about whether or not there was a flash in the middle point.
いや本当だよ、すごい喧嘩になるよ。ツイッターとかでバリ増言みたいなさ、いや光った、いや光ってないみたいな、でもお互い本当のことを言ってるわけじゃん、ある意味。
So the thing that's false, I don't know if that's the right word, misleading or deceptive about this experiment is that we know the truth.
Yeah.
We actually get to know whether or not they showed the flash
or not. それはすごい珍しいもんね。
But in real life, you don't get to know for sure. You only know what you think, right?
Yeah.
And what other people think.
そうなの。
And we act as if we know we saw the flash, you know, for a lot of things.
この研究ね、日本人の人もいっぱい関わってるから、もし関わってる人で、もしこれを聞いてくれてる人がいちゃったりなんかしたら、ぜひぜひちょっとこの話してほしい。すごい面白いよね。だからこう、現実世界って一個しかないって思いがちだけど、どういう脳を通してるかによって見えてるものが全然違うってすごいよね、やっぱり。
Well, our dreams show us that our brains are capable of creating a lot more than we generally think of them as being able to create. And I think this experiment's a good example of something called a cognitive hallucination, where you experience a sensory hallucination in your memory as a result of some cognitive process.
Yeah.
So your brain calculated its way into generating a hallucination, a false hallucination.
Yeah.
You know? And you can see, like, if you look at weird figures in the shadows, your brain will falsely round up figures into monsters, complete with, like, fangs and claws and stuff or whatever.
Yeah. なんか現実世界の差で言うとさ、昨日なんかマーミーズ and ベイビーズギャダリングみたいなやつに行ったのね。同じ月齢、同じ月に生まれた子たちのマームズとベイビーズが本当に50組ぐらい。
What's the astrological symbol for this group?
I don't know.
Don't they aren't they all the same?
Cancer かな?
Oh, is it?
いや、カニ座。それで、そこで衝撃だった私は。自分の子だけ全然違うの。なんか自分の赤ちゃん一人しか私見たことないから、これが普通と思うじゃん。あ、赤ちゃんってこういうことなんだ。子育てってこういうことなんだ。で、それをみんながそうだろうなって、まあ、ある程度は推測してるけど、まずね、着いたら座布団があって、その上にバスタオルを敷いて赤ちゃんをみんな乗せてるのね、でみんな赤ちゃんを座布団の上に置いて、赤ちゃん寝っ転がった状態で話を聞いてるの、でもうちはそんなの絶対無理なの。もう 2,3 分で絶対怒り始めるから、こう抱っこして座らせないとダメなのね。あの、横に寝かせるのもダメなの。抱っこして座ってないと、なんか見えたいの、キョロキョロしたいから。その時点でなんか、えってなって思っちゃって、えみんなは寝かせてられるんだみたいなあれ、うちだけ違うんだっていうのを初めて知ったの。それで、
is this a cognitive hallucination or are you
it's an actual but like
because you know you worry about your own child a lot more, but
yeah, I'm not worried, but like I was just surprised with the difference. なんか同じ月齢の赤ちゃんがいるって言ったら、なんとなくさ共感できるというか、あ、同じような状態なんだと思うじゃん。でも全然違うの。だからみんなにちょっとかわいそう、なんか、あ、ずっと抱っこしてなきゃいけないの大変ですねみたいな。え、みんなは違うんだみたいな。でみんなの赤ちゃんは声が超ちっちゃいの。なんかふにゃふにゃって感じで、泣いてもそんなに音量も大きくなくて、ちょっとなんかみんな放置してても余裕で大丈夫なの。だからうちハードモードなんだっていうのに気づいちゃう。だからこんな大変なんだっていう。本当に腕がもうだって毎日激しい筋トレみたいな。びっくりした。で、なんかそこにミッドワイフの人がいて、まあ、いろいろアドバイスとか話を聞いてくれたりするんだけど、その人もうちの子供見て、あ、こういうね好奇心が強い子は、あの、置いとけないんですよねって、やっぱりずっと抱っこになっちゃうから大変ですよねって言われて、あ、そうなんだみたいな。
I think my mom suffered a similar thing with me.
やっぱ頭いいのかな、ってことにしたいんだけど。
I don't know.
なんかね、その他の人たちに言われたの。あれ、なんかお子さん、赤ちゃんっていうより子供って感じですねみたいな。なんか赤ちゃん感がないじゃん、うちの子。子供って感じじゃん。すごいふにゃふにゃ感がないっていうかさ、ぼーっとしてないし、一瞬たりとも。なんかそれを、そう、私はそれを、あ、なんか頭いいんだって捉えるようにしてるけど。
Whatever it is, your kid has to use it, you know, so it's a good thing.
でもハードモードなんだよ、本当に。
かわいそう。
ね。それは大変だ。次。 ツタヤが18歳から69歳の男女1500人を対象に行った BL 作品への興味に関するアンケートで、男性の 8.6%、 女性の 21.8% が好き、興味がある、またはまあまあ好き、まあまあ興味があると回答していました。年代別に見ると、女性の18歳から29歳が 26.5%、 30歳から49歳では 25.8% と4分の1が興味を示していました。理由として 48.8% が第三者として恋愛を楽しめるという回答を選択していました。
STAYA conducted a survey of 1,500 men and women between 18 and 69 years old on the topic of boys love. 8.6% of men and 21.8% of women responded either that they like it and are interested, or that they kind of like it and are sort of interested. Broken down by age, 26.5% of women between 18 and 29 years old and 25.8% of women between 30 and 49 years old, or roughly a fourth, expressed interest. When asked why they like it, 48.8% of them responded that it allows them to enjoy love stories as an outsider.
そう、面白いよね。ボーイズラブって英語で言って伝わるのかっていう。
Boys love.
まあ男性同士の恋愛ものっていうことだけどね。
Do they have girls love? Girls love? Or is that just not a thing at all? It doesn't even exist.
I'm sure it exists, but
have you heard
I don't think it's a thing.
Term before?
No. いやないね。BL だけ。あの秋葉原とか行くと BL のセクションがもうすごいのよ。それで。あの出版業界の人とかと喋ってるとやっぱ BL は本当に売れるからすごいんだって。
I thought Girls Love would be 売れてる。 No?
Girls Love 男性がってこと。
In Western culture, like two
women
in bikinis, like that's super appealing to bros.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's like kind of a stereotypical like, oh, you guys should make outYou know?
そうなんだけど、それって単純にもうセクシャル、あの自分がそこに介在したいという妄想のもとになり立ってるじゃん。You wanna join, right?
I mean, I don't know if most people are even... I mean, either way, I think.
ただこの BL はやっぱこのアンケートからも分かるように、第三者としてこう自分に性的興味が向かない、登場人物たちの恋愛楽しみたいっていうことなんだと思う。
So it's not gay men that are reading this at all.
Oh no no no, women. women.
But are gay men reading it too?
まあゲイの男性でも読んでる人いると思うけど、
多分。Or is it boring? Because you're not really like,
あ、かもね。
reading it as an outsider as much.
あとそのまあ、私 BL を読んだことないから何とも言えないんだけど、おそらくその性的な描写がそこまでなんていうの、ゲイの男性が読んで興奮するほどのそのあれじゃないんじゃないの、すごい激しい描写ってわけじゃないんじゃない。
I thought, I mean, they must have whatever you want.
Yeah.
No?
だから多分その過程を楽しみたいみたいなことなんじゃないの、ストーリーっていうかさ、はあ、この人とこの人がくっついて離れてどうこうみたいな、多分そういう楽しみ方なんじゃない、単純にそのセックスのシーンが見たいとかっていうよりかもさ。
How exclusive is this to Japan?
多分日本だけじゃなくてアジア
は結構。 Are people reading like 海外のボーイズラブ? Do they have like ボーイズラブ import?
いや日本発じゃん、日本発信じゃない、主に多分分かんないけど、あんまりだって聞かないよね、その輸入物の
ボーイズラブ。
でも分かんないね、私は本当に詳しくないから。あの BL に詳しい人がこれ聞いたら多分言いたいこといっぱいあるというか突っ込んだりしたいかもしれない。
It's so mainstream but it's so not. It's so like everyone knows what it is but nobody
で外から見る限りなんか BL っていろんな、 なんかルールがあるんだよね、結構その BL をそんなにメインストリームにしちゃいけないみたいななんかルールがあって、なんか 例えばジャニーズの子とか普通の漫画の主人公とかを BL に持ってくるみたいなのあるじゃん、
huh.
だからこの例えば、
Why?
例えばジャニーズのこの二人がくっついたらどうなるかなみたいなそういう妄想とか、
mm.
でそれはこっそりやるものだみたいな、それを本人にそういう漫画を描いてますとかそういう妄想してますとかっていうのを言うのはルール違反みたいな、
hmm.
なんか怒る人たちを何回か見たことある。
I kind of get that feeling though. Like if you're a part of kind of a tight community that's underground and knows about something cool,
yeah,
there's something exclusive. There's something cooler about it because it's not mainstream.
I guess.
Right? Once everyone knows, it's kind of, yeah, I know. Like, what's the underground thing, you know?
私はね、BL 作品を読んだことがあるかって考えたときに、トーマの心臓っていうすごい古い、もううちらのお母さん世代のすごい有名な漫画があるのよ。それを結構子供の時に読んで家にあったから。あれはもうある意味 BL 作品というか、あの、男子校で男子同士の、まあ恋愛みたいな感じの。それがでも、あのね、正直その、男子同士が恋愛してるっていうそのこと自体には別にフォーカスが置かれてないのね。もう当たり前のことみたいに男子同士がキスしたりとか恋愛してる、
うん、
から子供の時読んで何とも思わないっていうか、あ、そういうもんなんだってすんなりこう受け入れたわけよ、
うんうん、
でしかもこうこっそりどっかで読んだとこじゃなくてお母さんが持ってたやつを読んだから、うん、それもあってもうなんか、あ、そういう人もいるんだみたいな、なんか何の抵抗もなく、
うん、
すんなりいったから何ともある意味何とも思わなかったっていうか、
うん、
衝撃は別に受けなかった。
I think this whole subject of boys and love would be surprising to a lot of people overseas.That this is a phenomenon.
あ、そうね。うん。
That people
すごいからね、本当に。
Are this interested in it.
Yeah.
You know?
でも、女性がこういうふうに第三者として恋愛を楽しめるっていうことに魅力を感じるのはなんとなく理解できる。その、小さい時からやっぱり変質者とかもいて、自分が性の対象として、こう、勝手に巻き込まれることに慣れちゃってるわけじゃない。
うん、
そこで、こう、自分に全く関係ない。自分に何の脅威もない、
うん、
2人とか3人なり何人の恋愛を安心して見れるというかさでこうなんかその魅力は分かる気もする。
Don't people kind of do that with these weird alien characters that have sex like Avatar or something?
あと獣系でしょ、なんかフォックスとかキャッツとかが擬人化されてるみたいな。い
や、
あれはどうなんだろうね。あれは またなんかでもちょっと違う楽しみ方の気がするけど。
Like, well, how did you feel when you were watching like the Avatar blue like alien people?
I was angry.
Like, do the tail sex thing. You didn't like that.
I was angry.
Why?
あれはだってもう無がつかなかった。私は結構はって思った。いや、そのあれ まさにポカホンタス状態なわけじゃん。で彼女からしたらもうその尻尾をつなぐとかなんだか忘れたけどことをするっていうのはもうすごく重要な、もうなんかこれやったら結婚みたいなさふうに思ってる、でも彼にとっては別になんかただ訪問してるだけで、あ、ノリでやっちゃったみたいな。でやっちゃった後に彼は現実世界に戻ってきて、He said something like, oh shit, じゃないけど、なんか、言うのよ。それでも、カチーンみたいな、私は。
Well, I think they, isn't that scene supposed to be relatable? Because that's
kind of like an archetype to me. なんかこう、exploitation 感がすごいあったから、あれは。その原住民の人とこの白人の男性の、なんか、そうだね。そういうふうには見れなかった。 そういうなんかアバターだ、青い人間だからとかっていう問題じゃなかった私は。
So it didn't make any difference that they weren't human at all.
そうだね、ある意味。
うん、
まあ変な感じだったけど、あ、でもスプライスとか覚えてない ？This movie that we saw together、あれとかさ、あの変な人間じゃないみたいなやつに彼の方が性的魅力を感じ始めちゃうみたいな感じだったじゃん。
うん。
あれとかはちょっとなんかゾワっていうか、えってなったけど。
I don't remember why. I don't remember what the most disturbing relationship in that movie was. But didn't.
でもあれ自分が育てたんだもんね。だからそれの方、それがうわってなった要因の大きい方かも。人間じゃないっていうよりかは。
That movie is just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do you think some sort of like bestiality will ever be like socially acceptable or some kind of
socially
like,
acceptable
or even
well,
like
I think
people have relationships with like objects, right? Like they marry their pillow or they have sex with their car or.
まあそれはいいんじゃない。あのなんか bestiality も
is like what's the Who's there's no one that can represent the animal party, you know?
そうだから擬人化されてて喋れたりとか、してあっちも興味があるって確実にコンセントがある場合は別にいいと思うんだよね。
Okay, so if an animal is genetically modified in the future, to be aware and have rights and they can vote and stuff like this, it would be unfair.To deny this particular kangaroo or whatever animal it is
to have sex with Tom,
the right to have sex with Tom,
with Tom. Yeah. So, それはいいと思う。ただだから今のこの現実でダメなのは動物が拒否できないから。いや、虐待だもんね、単純。
Weird.
BL 読んだことある？
Mm-mm.
読むてか見たり。
I haven't really seen it. I mean, aside from.
秋葉原行ってみ超あるよあの超でかいセクションあるよ、もうびっくりする、うわめっちゃ豊富みたいな、もう選び放題、何のジャンルでもあるんじゃないみたいな。
And there's no girls love。
いやわかんない、
You haven't seen any。
でも探したことないからわかんない、ある、あるはあるんだろうね、だって何でもあるじゃん。ただそのジャンルとしてそんなに BL ほど人気がないっていうだけなんじゃないの、女子のファンがすごいんだろうね、きっと。そのなんていうの、デディケーションというかさ、サポート力が。なんか一回ちょっとちゃんと読んでみないと分かんない。
It's amazing how much effort goes into the anime drawings of bodies and making them sexually appealing. Like Japanese anime artists have gone, you know, just.Above and beyond, just through the roof with their animating bodies to be attractive.
Right.
And that's something I think a lot of people agree with everywhere around the world. It's like, who are these super hot, like, anime chicks, you know, with ridiculous
bodies?
And it's so prominent, like, bodies.
Yeah.
In anime.Like on the cover of any anime, there's some
girl
voluptuous figure,
half
naked, or you know, skin tight enough that what's the difference, naked
or
something, right?
Yeah, basically almost naked.
It would just make more sense in my brain if there was like more girls-uraba. Like I don't understand why it's all boys-uraba and there's no.God is love at all.
Yeah. 逆にその、
like, what's the reason for
ここまでこう BL 作品がすごい人気があることをゲイの男性はどう思ってんだろうね。
うん。
なんでそんな注目されるみたいな感じなのか。
Yeah, I would have liked to see them survey specifically gay men on the subject of boys love. Because I mean, these people are saying that.The appeal is that they're an outsider, you know?
Yeah.
So what, Is it not appealing?
まあ、ただでも結局その誰がオーディエンスかっていうのはちょっと置いといたとしても、ずっとこう男女の恋愛ばっかりが、まあ、コンテンツとして選ばれてきて、それを別にゲイの人もバイセクションの人もそれを消費しないといけないわけじゃん、他にないから、
うん、
ではなかったから、なんかまあジャンルとしてあるのはいいっちゃいいのかな。
What do you think people will be into in the future? Is there some trend?
AI と人間の恋愛模様とか。 Well, でももっとだからダイバーシティ、まあ今でもねすごいダイバーシだけどね、アニメの世界は。
Sexuality is just becoming so, like, we don't know if it's, is it just changing? Is it becoming less relevant? Is it becoming more relevant? Like, what is technology doing to it?
Yeah, あの、今ね、まさにあの、私が大好きな、あの、テラスハウス。で、あの、いつかね、絶対、こう、もうちょっと違うセクシュアリティの人入るだろうなと思って見てたのね。若い子いっぱいいるから。Mm. で、ちょうど今、あの、自分がバイセクシャル、かもしれないっていう男の子が入ってきて、なんか彼は
might be bisexual、
うん、なんか he's only dated girls but he's also kind of interested in men but he's never really fully explored、
mm-hmm.
そう、なんかわかんないんだけど、まあ、男の人もいけるかもっていう子が入ってきて、その後に女の子がもう一人入ってきて、その子もあのもしかしたら自分は女の子もいけるかもみたいなこと言ってて、
mm-hmm.
で、まあ、なんて言うんだろう、周りの反応も別になんかへーみたいな。
It would get a lot more complicated, like the social environment, right? If people are dating both genders, right? I mean, obviously、
Why?
It would.
Why? What?
Well, the show would get very complicated.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you have bisexual characters on the show. Because isn't the show about like who's dating...
Kind of, yeah.
Ah,
だからもうちょっと幅が広がるよね。
その普段は、well, any point can connect to any other point instead of only these points over here.
そうそう。だから見てる側としては、そっちの方、なんだろう、女3人、男3人で、こう、組み合わせの数が膨大に増えるじゃん。
yes. だから many, many, many times more possibilities. many, many, many.
だから見てる側としては、逆にそういう方が面白いっていうかさ、あ、しかも、誰とくっつけるのかなみたいなさ、で相手側のそういう何どっちかいける人がもしかしたら自分では気づいてないけどいてくっつくかもとかさ、mm. あるから、でもこうなんだその言われた側のリアクションも別に普通じゃん、まあ今の若い子たちはさ多分別に何も思わないし、だからそれをこうやってこういう若い子がいっぱい見てる番組で見てたら、よりあそういうもんなんだって、それまではなんかあんま分かってなかった人でも、
うん、
なんかすんなり受け入れられそうと思ったけど、
うん、I mean it seems I think things have changed、quite a lot in like the last I mean 5 to 10 years.
Oh yeah, まあ、10 know, years って言ったら多分すごい違うよね。
Very, very, I mean I think people kind of forget
Yeah.
How it was even just like 10 years ago.
年代でねやっぱりすごい差があると思う。やっぱり友達は親に言えないとかいう子もいる、mm. あの特に地方に住んでる人で、mm. 親がまあ60代とかだったりするとどうしても分かってもらえないとか、まあ勇気を出して言ったとしてもすごい傷つくことを言われちゃったっていうケースもあったし、ただね本当に、まあ、都会で働いて、まあ、私の友達は女の子で女の子が好きだけど会社とかでも普通に言ってるけど別になんていうの何も言ったところで何も変わらないというかさ、
うん、
なんかそこで差別されたりっていうのは全然ないんだけど、
well, why should anyone care if it's not really their
ね、そう関係ないもんね、そう、
you know, freedom is a much higher value
Yeah,
I think.
そうそう。本当そう。次。
Researchers from the University of Turku in Finland have produced a detailed map of what they have named human feeling space, which shows the location of bodily sensations associated with subjective human feelings. In their study, 1,026 participants filled out a survey in which they were asked to group similar feelings together, as well as indicate where in the body they felt each sensation. Participants reported that anger was felt in the head and hands, anxiety felt in the chest, and sadness felt both in the chest and head. The study suggests that our feelings are each associated with unique bodily sensations, and that the feeling of the body plays a role in our emotional processing.
フィンランド・トルク大学の研究チームが人間が感情を感じる体の部位を詳細にマッピングしたものを発表しました。1026人の被験者に様々な感情を体のどの部分で感じるか尋ね、怒りは頭と手、不安は胸、悲しみは胸と頭など回答をまとめました。感情はそれぞれ体の部位と密接に関わっており、体の感覚が感情を処理する役割を担っていることがわかります。これさ、5年前ぐらいにさ、紹介したよね。Mm-hmm. あの、この同じ話じゃないけど、もちろん同じチームの。Mm-hmm. なんかさ、この表を見たときに、え、これなんか見たことある気がすると思って、あの、調べたら同じ人だった。同じ教授だったから。Mm-hmm. で、今回の方が増えてるよね。
Yeah,
感情の種類がめちゃくちゃ。だから、5年経って、めっちゃ追加されてるって思った、uh-huh. 面白いよねこれ基本足は少ないよね、yeah. パッと見の感想だけどって思わなかった、
mm. Well, some of them are kind of based on、I mean it's a survey so they're all kind of rooted in words so one of the words was numbness、
mm.
so the feeling of numbness and people indicated their feetquite a bit for that feeling. But some of them are not, you know, as obvious. But when you hear it, it's like, oh yeah, I get it. Like orgasm is like your genitals and your mind.
Right.
Your head.
Yeah.
Is largely involved. But that might not be obvious to you right away.
しかもさ、男女で違うよね、多分。
Well,
or that's what I would assume.
I don't think there's much difference between men and women, but maybe for orgasm or something.
Yeah, yeah, it, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specifically,
exactly. So, yeah. So, so. あとのこう寒さみたいなのあったじゃん。寒さのとこで足がやっぱ多くて、それもさ、mm. なんか冷え性か冷え性じゃないかとかによってさ、
mm-hmm.
ちょっと違うかなとか思ったけど。
It's interesting that anger is in your hands.You know,、mm. but when you're angry, you kind of want to ball up your hands or like clench your hands or your hands are like kind of, your hands can't relax if、
yeah.
you're angry.
Yeah.
But like anxiety is more like your stomach and、yeah. your chest, right? And it's not really your hands.
Yeah. まあ手いらないもんね。怒ってたらさ。怒ってるってことはまあケーブメン的に言ったら戦わなくちゃいけないかもしれないから、mm. 手とかになんか血を送っといた方が良さそうだもんね、mm.
It's interesting how sadness is not in your gut but anxiety is in your gut、
mm.
like sadness is more in your chest、
yeah.
and in your head
そうだね
but we feel these are feelings right that we almost think of as just being completely
psychological,
conceptual or abstract.、
Mm, right,
you know?
right.
Like we feel them, but they're not really real.
Yeah.
But we do have a physical or a physiological response、
yeah.
to how we feel in our bodies.
そうね。だからそれ慣れちゃってるからあんまりね、あ、なんか手がとか急に思わないけど、実際にね、身体ってで感じてることだからね、mm. 面白いよね
And one of the study authors said、summarizes by saying that the human mind is strongly embodied so
そうだね
I think that's probably true
そうだね
And、you ever just bodies and specifically your own body is very veryinteresting and it's like it's really a loaded thing that, you know, maybe you think about it in your own body in a lot of different ways. But one thing to notice about your body is that it's completely removed from culture or like human design. You know, the body was here first, and then all this other stuff
right.
kind of showed up. And so when you pay a lot of attention to your body, at least for me, it kind of directs your attention to the actual world we live in outside of culture, outside of human machinations, outside of all these, you know, tasks you have to do, errands you have to run, or whatever else. And I think that's partly why people find things like yoga so satisfying, is because it's bringing you back to your body. And there's some kind of truth in your body about reality.
Yeah.
You know, like you are a piece of meat on this ball arbitrarily.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you get. You know, if you hit your head, reality itself could completely change just from like hitting your head.
Yeah.
Like it all starts right here.
Yeah.
Inside your head.
Yeah, I mean, I think そうね。まあ、ヨガとかもそうだし、for me personally, like 今だともう I just gave birth, and when I think about that, that's like, なんだろうね。It almost feels like I just discovered that I had a body ぐらいの、なんて言うんだろうね。I mean, it's in your face、
mm-hmm.
from pregnancy too, and you do things that you didn't know you were capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Or your body was capable of, and
well, the body that you gave birth to, you know, it's so that's it. That's the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
that's a person.
Yeah, one,
that's a whole person.
yeah,
and you know, you can talk about anyone on Earth, you know, whether it's Genghis Khan or Steve Jobs or whoever, and they started as a little body that, you know, figured out some way to navigate through this world. But it starts with just a body. You don't really yeah. get a whole lot else, you know.
So, 本当にそうだよ。When I think about that, I really, it makes me want like 5 kids.
Just make more bodies.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know.
Bodies are so weird. We have like these kind of like noodly things like dangling off
yeah, and,
the torso.
And we dress our babies, right? But like mm-hmm. I see him naked once in a while, and mm-hmm. I take a bath with him now. And so I'm holding him when he's naked. And it's, I don't know. It's so real.
yeah.
it's so real. And
it might be realer for him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I don't have words.
You know, when you think about the, what's that expression with like the, not the one hand clapping, the, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, you know, does it make a sound? Like, the only experiencing that's going on that we know of is through these miraculous bodies that we ended up in somehow or another.
Yeah.
You know? And you can get rid of the bodies and the magic's gone. You know, it's a bunch of machines whirring.
Yeah.
You know, or rocks
so, yeah,
moving.
So I feel
like who cares?
If I can make one more or two more,
well,
then that's like,
that's how we got here, right? Someone had that idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad that people have people. and that I and that I'm here.
Did you watch Joe Rogan's new stand-up on Netflix?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw it.
Towards the end, he talks about like women giving birth and breastfeeding and that kind of stuff, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so you might want to check that out.
It's freaky, right? It's.
Yeah, he said, like, the problem is that so many people do it. So.
Is that a problem, though?
No. He was like, that's why, like, we kind of underestimate it. It's like, oh, anyone can do it. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, But when you actually see it or when you actually think about it, it's crazy. So that's what he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, of course it's crazy. I mean, that's the only reason why anyone is doing anything is because someone had them.
Exactly,
you know, even,
yeah.
Even Joe standing on stage, you know.
Yeah, and he was like, if only one woman could do it, then we will be giving her like offerings and, you know, we'll be like, holy shit, well, this is a miracle.
You've seen that movie, Children of Men, right? Children of Men?
No.
With, what's his name? That British dude. not Owen Wilson. Something.
Clive Owen?
Yes, Clive Owen. Children of Men.
British American
it's one of my favorite
thriller film.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Hmm.
But it's about the whole plot is about the issue of childbirth. That's what the whole movie is about.
Oh, so.
And it's not only is it about that, but it's literally one of the best movies ever made. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. But yeah, the plot of that movie is similar to what you're describing.
Okay.
But you shouldn't read about it too much. You should just watch
okay.
it.
I just read like
it's a
the first sentence of the plot. Okay. Skip.
In a study published in Acta Psychologia, participants were able to complete a version of a cognitive trail-making test more accurately and in better time if they went on a 15-minute jog than if they had participated in a 15-minute relaxation session. Subjects who had jogged felt more energetic and scored better for speed and attention. However, memory and cognitive switching were not improved. According to lead researcher Fabian Legrand and his colleagues, their findings suggest that increased feelings of energy may mediate the relationship between aerobic exercise and some aspects of cognitive functioning.
アクタサイコロジアに掲載された研究で15分間のリラクゼーションを行ったグループと15分間ジョギングをしたグループではジョギングをしたグループの方がトレイルメイキングテストをより早く正確にできることが分かりました。トレイルメイキングテストとはバラバラに配置された数字をなるべく早く数字順に線でつないでいくテストのことです。ジョギングをしたグループはよりエネルギーがあると答え、速さと集中力が向上していましたが、記憶と切り替え能力は改善が見られませんでした。チームはこの結果を、エネルギーが湧き出ている状態は有酸素運動と一部の認知機能との関係に何らかの影響を与えている可能性があるとしています。
Yep.
トレイルメイキングテストなんか一回やったことあるんだよね。でもなんでやったか忘れた。
Do you know where you did it or when you did it?
何だったんだっけ、なんか会社の研修みたいな、なんか外部の人が来てやるやつみたいなだった気もする、mm. けど忘れちゃった。日本語だとなんか TMT とかよく言われるみたいだけど、
Yeah。
まあでもリラクゼーションした後にさ、こんな急いでやらされるやつやったらできないよね。
Yeah, but you know, you might think like, oh well, if you went jogging for 15 minutes, maybe your brain is tired and so it you wouldn't be able to do this trail making test, right? Like it's kind of, it's not clear what effect.
まあね、
I mean, what effect would you expect from if you had to do something right now, or run for 15 minutes and then do it, wouldn't you think that you'd perform better not running for 15 minutes before you did it.
確かにね。それはね、そうかもね。Yeah. うん、
and the study found that people who even didn't expect to feel energized after the jog did.、
うん、
so, I mean, it probably has to do with blood flow to your brain. Or, I mean, the researchers think that the feeling energetic part is of huge benefit. Like、mm. if you feel subjectively, if you feel energetic, you'll probably do better.、
Mm.
So if there's something you can do that makes you feel more energetic, then you'll probably do better.
Maybe I should start doing jumping jacks.
Maybe. Jumping jacks are good.
Yeah.
But getting your、heart rate and really using your cardiovascular system is very important, you know, even if it's just once a week or something. But if you never push yourself to that point where you're like really sweaty and exhausted and your heart's pumping really hard, I think your cardiovascular system starts to atrophy.
Right.
And deteriorate. So,
well, for me, probably I can start doing that in like,
well, you're having
3 years.
A bunch more babies, right?
Yeah, so maybe in 10 years.
Well, it's just like 15 minutes or even 10 minutes or even 5 minutes. You know, you can work out in a really short amount of time. People think you got to do all this stuff.
It's not, yeah, but it's not really, well, time too, but it's more like I can't use up my energy. Like, mm-hmm. if you're on your own, you can just get exhausted and you can just take a nap mm-hmm. or whatever, but I think if you have a baby, you need to save your energy because mm-hmm. you never know what happens and your baby is like getting heavier. Yeah.
And if you are extremely sore and you have no energy and then you have
problem.
To do something, it might not be good.
Yeah, and my question now is like, so I put him next to me and then I lift him up and put him on the genou cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely do that now because he's really heavy. なんかこのまま行ったらどうなるのと思う。But I guess I'm going to get stronger.
You can get stronger. You can put more reps in.
I feel like I'm already getting stronger. Like every day I'm getting stronger. Like my arm muscles are like keeping up, you know, it's crazy.
Well, I think they should have a baby doll that has like a weight in it. And people can practice doing reps of moving the heavier version.
Yeah, but like, すごいのはさ、やっぱだんだん増えるから、それに合わせて徐々に自分も強くなるから、できちゃうんだよね。すごくない？しかもさ、you can't put your baby down on the street, right? So like the other day I was out and I had to carry the baby back home, like for 15 minutes or something. I'm just holding him, right? I can't just give up and put him down and rest.
Yeah.
So, and it's amazing how you can push yourself in that kind of a situation. You can do it.
Well, if you take any course in strength training, will have its participants basically forced to raise the amount of weight that they're pushing.
Yeah.
Pretty much on a weekly basis, maybe 2.5 kilograms per week. It depends, you know, where you are individually,
right?
But I remember doing that in high school and we would just lift, throw more weight on,
yeah,
and then it feels the same.
Yeah, exactly,
as last week.
Like,
and then
literally
2 months later it's like way heavier.
Yeah,
and it feels the same as it did when you started.
Yeah.
It's like, that's unbelievable.
Like, my baby's literally gaining, like, 33 grams per day, according to the midwife who visited the other day. She did the calculation. So, yeah, my weight is getting 33 grams heavier every day, and my arms have to keep up with it.
Are you doing any
it's fine.
Non-baby task exercise?
No.
No.
No. No time.
Well, it seems like maybe your brain works better after dealing with your baby for 15 minutes than if you just finished resting for 15 minutes.
Hmm.
But this idea of something making you feel good and then you perform better, I think
is... いいことづくめって感じじゃない?
Well, there are things that scientifically we know are bad for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if you really like it? Like, you really like it.
Yeah.
So what if...
Yeah, I think...
Like, if you drink one beer...
Yeah.
And all the scientists could agree, like, that you're better off not drinking that beer. But if you, like, really, really like beer...
Yeah.
And let's say this isn't, like, a... You know, you have a problem.
Right.
But if drinking it makes you happier...
Yeah.
Then isn't that going to have a benefit for your health in other ways?
Yeah, あるんじゃない?それは。
You know?
と思うよ。だからなんかほら、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかさ、まあ体に悪いからお酒飲まない方がいいとかさ、言うけどなんかみんな飲むじゃん。いやもういい、我慢する方がなんか悪いわみたいな感じで。でもそれそれで本人がハッピーなんだ。なんか我慢することによって超ストレスでずっとそのこと考えてもうわ最悪みたいな感じになるんだったら、飲んじゃった方がいい場合もあるとは思うよね。
When's the last time you went jogging?
Jogging?
Jogging.
Pregnant になる直前.
You jogged?
Yeah. I mean, I used to go to the gym, so I was running and lifting weights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which was already like a year ago.
That was pretty quick, though. There's something... meditative about jogging, though, specifically, that they didn't really talk about in this study. But even if, I mean, you have the 15-minute relaxation session on one side, right? And on the other side, you have jogging. But jogging is oddly meditative and
like,
clears your mind and has some kind of weird, I don't know, you kind of get into a different state of mind when you're jogging.
Yeah, so たまにさ、走りながらバイリンガルニュース聞いてますって言ってくれる人いるじゃん。あの、でも私は走りながらポッドキャスト聞けない人なんだよね。人の会話を聞けない。し、テレビとかも見れない。もう音楽とかで、なんていうの、情報が入ってくる状態じゃない方がいい。
Really?
だから音楽はいいけど。
Why? Are you trying to...
だからそれこそメディテーションみたいな感じだから、なんていうの、何かに集中したくないんだよね。だからこう無心で走ってる方ができる。私は。
I feel like you can kind of do that while listening to stuff too, no? Or that's not how your brain
works.
I mean,
I could, but
you're not really listening.
そうそうそうそう。
It's just
そう結局聞いてないから音楽聞いちゃった方がいいみたいな感じ。
I think jogging is really good for making decisions. If you need to make a decision, but you don't know what to do, but it's a really important decision, I think jogging is almost as good as sleeping on it. Sleeping on it is number one.
Right.
But jogging is up there.
Ah, so.
And I used to use jogging a lot. Well, I used to jog all the time. My knee bothers me now, but anytime I got in an argument with my girlfriend in the past, all throughout like college, I would do this.
Well, you're like super skinny then.
What, you think I was having that many arguments?
常に走ってるみたいな。
No, but if you disagree about something and you feel like you're just going to get upset and you live in like Wanduma, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go jog. And I'll be back. And you come back and you've jogged it off. Like you're tired. You can't be that upset about anything.
I feel like that also, そのワンルームってとこもポイントだと思う。
Well, obviously, but that's
like if you lived in a huge mansion or something, maybe you don't need to go jogging. You can just go into another room. But if you only have one room, なんかやっぱそのconfined されたスペースでなんか悶々とするっていうのは確かに。
So you think it wasn't the jogging that was effective, it was just not being
leaving
in the same
room. Leaving the room, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. 次。
Artificial intelligence developed by Michigan State University can accurately predict your height, bone density, and level of educational achievement based on your genome. The algorithm can also predict risks of heart disease, diabetes, and breast cancer. The technology was developed by analyzing the complete genomes of 500,000 adults in the UK using machine learning. In tests, the AI was able to predict height consistently to within an inch. It was less accurate predicting bone density and educational attainment, but could still mostly discern individuals. The predictions are made based on tens of thousands of genetic variations rather than on a specific gene. The AI is expected to have implications for preventative health care as well as precise medical treatments.
ミシガン州立大学のチームが個人のゲノム情報から正確に身長、骨密度、学力を言い当てることができる人工知能を開発しました。このアルゴリズムは他にも心疾患、糖尿病、乳がんのリスクを予見することができます。開発にあたり機械学習を使ってイギリスの成人50万人分のゲノム情報を分析しました。実験では誤差1インチ以内で身長を言い当てることができており、骨密度と学力に関しては精度が若干落ちるものの正解に近い答えを出すことに成功しています。特定の遺伝子に注目するのではなく、数万もの遺伝的変異をもとにしており、今後病気の予防や適切な治療の提供などに利用できると期待されています。
Yep.
うん、すごいね。あの、50万人分っていうのが。
うん。
1インチってちなみに 2.54 センチね。
うん。And they can conduct a genomic test for about $50 with a cheek swab.
And educational achievement ってどういうこと?
How you'll perform in school. Intelligence is highly
like GPA どれぐらいとかってこと? どういう?
I don't know to within.You know, what specificity? They said it's not as precise as height. And even height is subject to some environmental factors. But apparently height is mostly genetic.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if there was more variation in the environmental factors, we would see more variation. In,
right.
You know, the environmental factors are more of a factor whenlike malnutrition or something,
right? Yeah, yeah.
When everyone is kind of healthy, then your genetics become more predictive because it starts to become a control.
この educational achievement さ、これやってみて、上に言われても下に言われてもどっちにしろ微妙な気持ちになりそうじゃない? Why? みたいな。わかる? なんか上だったら何が起きちゃったんだろうって思うし、下だったらあれもともとはダメってこと、なんか努力でどうにか補ったってことみたいな。I don't know.
Well, it depends when you receive that information, if you were going to receive it, right? Like if you're 10 and you take this test
そうね、
and they unload this on you versus if like right now you do this test and they tell you something like this.
それやってみたいよね。
Because when you're older, you can say like, well, they got this wrong, you know, or something,
true,
right?
True, yeah, if you're 10, that's a whole new story.
But if you're 10, it's like, oh.
You shouldn't receive this result when you're 10. No way.
Should you or should you not? What if your kid is trying to become an NBA, you know, star, and then their sheet comes out of this...genetic thing and they're like, nah, he's only going to be like 6'2". It's impossible. You're not going to make it. You know, like there are a lot of people where the AI could accurately predict that they wouldn't be able to do a lot of things. And yeah. That would be discouraging, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. でもだからメッシみたいなケースもあるからね、サッカーだけど。
You can do it.You're the next Messi.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah. Be the next Messi.
I mean, you're laughing, but
Yeah, well, if that test existed, then Messi would have like not even tried or something, right?
Yeah, right. So, so, so.
But if you're not Messi, you should save your time.
だからやっぱりこう30超えてからしかこの結果を受け取っちゃいけないとかいうことにしてほしいよね。今後こういうのがもうちょっとこう一般的になったとしても。
Would you want to know if you were 10? I don't know if you can even answer that question.
まあ自分が10歳だったら知りたいと思うだろうね。
ただその。Do you want to know now?Right now, if they had this whole printout
for you. Oh, right now,
you,
yeah, why not?
It's like, hey, I was supposed to be way taller.
Yeah, like, what the hell happened? What did I eat wrong?
I mean, the 23andMe kind of felt like that. I mean, it didn't give me it doesn't give you a prediction for how your life will go. But, you know, 23andMe essentially is making a bunch of predictions based on your genes. It hasn't seen you grow up or anything.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You know?
まあそうね育っちゃってるからね自分はもう、23 nothing was really surprising
well other than that it's so right
yeah
but it is extremely correct right
yeah
and now this one is saying like we can predictwhat you'll do with those traits and how that might go.
Right. だからさ、あの、なんだっけ、日本のアニメで、え、なんだっけ、あれ、サイコパスっていうさ、に有名なアニメがあって、あれは、あの、なんかそれこそこういう人工知能で、職業への適正値みたいなのをみんな振り分けられるみたいな。だから これぐらいのスコアが出ればこういう仕事でこれぐらいのスコアが出ればこういう仕事みたいに振り分けられてるんだよねみんなでその中で、まあ、選ばなきゃいけないのか勝手に選ばれちゃうのか忘れちゃったけどだそういうことにもなりうるよね今後こういうのが進むとなんか あなたはもう絶対消防士になった方がいいみたいな、絶対消防士一番向いてるから他のやつとか やるのがもう時間の無駄ですぐらいのさ
Do you think I just had a scary thought. But something like that almost like favors some kind of totalitarian or communist government in the future.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some sort of... certainly a government that does not believe in individual freedom or...
Yeah, and それこそその productivity みたいな生産性だけを追求してもう無駄を全て省きたいみたいなそれをもう完全に善とするのであればそういうふうになっていっちゃうよね。
But the truth about human beings is that they are good at what they want to do. What they are passionate about doing is what they end up being good at. Not really this other stuff.
Right. とかさ、その下手でもずっとやってたいとかもあるじゃん、人間って。なんかさ、うまくないんだけど、どうしても歌手になる夢を諦められないみたいな。でずっととか俳優になりたい、で俳優でもずっとこうやってるんだけど全然ヒットしないとかそれでもおじさんになっておじいちゃんになるまでやり続ける人とかもいるわけじゃん、でそれはその人はハッピーでいいみたいなさそれをなんかこう人工知能とかに否定されちゃうと辛くない
But if you still had your freedom and you could receive this prediction in advance and let's say it's more accurate in the future
Yeah.
And it's like lookI know you really like singing, but as an AI, I think you'd be a happier person if you tried to do this other thing, which might be more suited to you.
Yeah.
And so let's say it's just like a guidance counselor at your school, AI, that gives you like career advice based on your genes.
それを受け取る受け取らないを自分がちゃんと選択できるかどうかとそのすごく若い子供とかがそこから守られてるかどうかとさらに言うと今のみたいに言い方That 23andMe もすごく言い方に気をつけてるじゃんあの疾患系に関してはだからこうバンと向いてませんとかってなっちゃうとガーンってなっちゃうからその今みたいにマイケルの例みたいに優しく言うとか結構そのコミュニケーションの仕方も大事だし
It's very important that people like doing what they're doing. Otherwise, yeah. what are we all doing here on Earth?
Right.
So,
でも確かにそういう、そういうのが進んだでいって、どういうのがあなた向いてるよっていうのを AI が的確にアドバイスしてくれて、うん、やってみたら本当に向いてるっていうのが、まあ 95% ぐらいの精度で言えるようになったとしたら、聞いてみたいよね。だって自分が思ってもないような職業が出てくる可能性の方が高いわけじゃん、
うん、
あ、それみたいなさ、それはちょっと興味ある。
And what if that catches on with you? Or what if, because if the AI can sort of guarantee you, like, you're not going to be terrible at this, I'll guarantee, like, you'll at least be pretty good, at least be in the top 10% of people at yeah. this particular thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's still just based on your genome, you know, I'd like to think that there's a lot more through your like life experiences and
yeah.
and everything else that goes into.
でもなんか参考程度にみんなが聞くとかだったら面白いかもしれないけど、みんながそれをベースに職業を選ぶのが普通とかになっちゃうとちょっとつまんないよね。
But if you started a country, a new country that was just designed to be ruthlessly efficient, you would just recruit people based on their DNA to perform specific yeah. tasks.
そうだから、そうなる、本当にそのエフィシエンシーだけを求めるってなっちゃうと、本当にこうそれこそ機械みたいというかさ、人間らしさが失われて、こう絶対失敗しないとかさ。
But let's say in that country, this hypothetical country, there's yeah. never been a plane crash.
Michael
the train's Land. Never been late.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's shoes are polished. It's running
That's
super
like
smooth.
Japan.
It's getting close, right? But
yeah.
I mean, there is probably some similarity. I mean, Japan kind of does that to you, right?
Yeah.
More than other cultures do, I think.
Yeah.
I think in the United States, even if you want to do something that other people think you can't do, there's some people that would be like, oh, you should go for it, you know, like,
yeah.
That's outside the box, that's outside the system, that's not what your grandparents expected, it's not Mitsubishi or Toshiba or whatever. But you should go for it, man. But that you don't really feel that much here, right? Or I didn't
まあ、
when I was...
そうだね。でも、そうね。まあ、今の、もうちょっと若い世代は違うかもしれないけどね。だから違うと思いたいけど。
Can you have too much of that?Is it possible to overdo it?
Probably. I mean,
should some people just,
まああまりにも unrealistic,
not overthink it?
あまりにもさ、realistic じゃない、なんて夢というかさ。
What's really unrealistic though? And how can you tell someone that? Like, what's really unrealistic?
I don't think anyone should tell.Anyone like, oh, you should not pursue that dream.
Well, you wouldn't say
because
it that
then you,
straightforward,
you can't
but
be
people would kind
for
of
it.
Like, I don't know, man. What about that other thing you had going on? That was going so well.
So, you know, like, manipulation だもんね、ある意味。
No, but that's just, you know, that's if you really want it.Then there's going to be that much extra resistance.
Yeah.
So for like Messi or any of these guys, there's just more and more resistance, like the closer they got, you know? And I think it always kind of works that way.
Hmm.
No? Otherwise, everyone would be Messi. There's enough resistance
yeah.
that only one Messi gets through.
Right. Right.
You know? I don't
yeah,
know why
and
we keep
I think
Messi,
oftentimes
but...
parents do that. Like, parents become that resistance, right? Like,
but it's if you don't have that resistance that tries to stop you when it's still safe to be stopped. Like, it's your...It's like your responsibility. It's your own personal responsibility to not listen to your parents.
Yeah.
When it matters.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because how could they know?
Right.
It's your job to know. And if you don't know, then you should go back to the drawing board.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's like
people...
a filter. Like, you can't have no filter.
Yeah.
You have to have some resistance. And the kid is going to be like, no, mom, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I don't want to do that other thing, you know? Like, you have to want it at least that much.
Yeah. It's right? Like, people start asking you weird questions when you have a child. Like, 息子がさ、ジャニーズ入りたいって言ったらどうするとか。とかさ、息子がこういう女の子を家に連れてきたらどうするとかさ。And then it makes you think, like, you know?
Yeah.
Am I going to be supportive or not? You know, that's a huge question.
What does supportive, you know, really mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean, like, go do whatever you want? Or are there some things where you have to provide resistance?
Yeah.
So that they...
Not necessarily resistance, but maybe, like, more information. Like, more insight.
But
that you think he's missing or something. I don't know.
But in retrospect, don't you think that your parents had a lot of good advice for you? That even some of the stuff you didn't listen to?
I guess. I was never really rebellious or anything, so.
Mm.
And my parents... まあ自分が結構、なんだろうね、18過ぎてからぐらいはもう結構自由というか、なんかこれやっちゃダメとか言われなかったから、あんまりわかんない。
How did that transition happen?
わかんない。
Because some people, you know, like, you turn a certain age and you start to have more autonomy. But then some people you know in class don't have that autonomy.
Yeah, I have a friend who still doesn't have it and she's like, what, 32?
頑張れ。But there's a rift.
そうね。
There.
どっかで諦めたのか。
Is that what happened?
Or trust? I don't know. I would have to ask my mom, but yeah. まあいつまでもね、こう言ってらんないもんね、親も。
Well, there's always this, I'm sure there's always been this generational issue of how much does this next generation know what they're doing? Mm. So to the extent that older people think that younger people know what they're doing, they'll be less restrictive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that might have a trust there, on it,
yeah. If the trust is not there, you know, it's not a matter of like some sort of ideological position about whether the parent is going to let you do something or not. It's just whether or not they trust you, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, she's 18, she's stupid, but is she that stupid? Like, you know what I mean? The level of stupidity there.
But you want to be able to be stupid, too, and, like, make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's like, okay, she's going to fuck up at times, but, you know, to an acceptable degree there, kasa.
Not dying, I think, is...
Yeah, or like, she's not going to end up living on the street, or like, she's not going to, you know, I don't know.
You hope, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Did you see they had the, what was it, like the prenatal genetic germline mice? Editing of mice?
Yeah.
So they cured these mice of this congenital disease. Now the mice don't have it, and I believe if the mice reproduce, their children won't have it. It's permanent. It's gone. So it's like I mean, it's better than a vaccine.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a huge range of congenital disorders and syndromes that humans have.
Yeah.
And are born with all kinds of problems. Just all different kinds of problems. But those can be not only cured in that person, but cured for their descendants as well. I mean, you know, even if they receive treatment, it can be a huge, you know, psychological burden to think like, well, if I try to have children, they're going to have the same problem I had.
Right.
So, I think maybe they've done this sort of thing with like other animals, maybe insects or something. But I think this is the first time they did it with mice.
Hmm.
It's a completely different world once they do that. Once they CRISPR the first, you know, embryo or whatever, it's a completely different world. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a legacy of billions of years has been fundamentally
changed. Forever.
Yeah, I mean, we've changed a lot already, so I guess why stop now? But but still.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題というスタバより安い聞きやすプランもあります。あと、バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもあるよね。
Mm-hmm.
これからの時期ぴったりの宇宙トレーナーめっちゃイケてるのとかエコバッグとか T シャツとかチラシ不要ステッカーが無料でついてきたりしますので、うん、ぜひチェックしてみてください。終わりですか？
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。